The California Economic Development Department on August 20th released July statistics showing that unemployment in Los Angeles County rose slightly from 12.2% up to 12.4%. The Inland Empire hit a record 15.1% unemployment rate. These dismal numbers are a conservative count of the unemployed and do not count those forced to work part-time and others. Since the economic crash began in 2008 and the subsequent taxpayer-funded bailout of the so-called too-big-to-fail banks, popular anger at the bailed-out financial institutions has swelled. Yesterday, a group of janitors in Los Angeles began a 72-hour hunger strike at Century Plaza Towers to protest the layoff of 16 employees who cleaned offices in that building owned by J.P. Morgan Chase. The janitors are members of the Service Employees International Union and are employed directly by a company named ABM Industries Incorporated. ABM's website states that the company had revenues of approximately $3.5 billion in 2009. ABM laid off the 16 janitors in L.A. 2 weeks ago with no explanation, prompting 57 of their co-workers to spontaneously walk off the job. Those workers have been suspended indefinitely. Organizers of the hunger strike say it's meant to draw attention not only to the plight of the workers, but also to the growing economic inequality between workers and their corporate employers. J.P. Morgan Chase recorded second quarter net income earnings this year of $4.8 billion. The janitors say they barely make enough to feed their families, while some Chase employees are given millions in bonuses each year. SEIU's communications director Jacob Hay wrote that someone has to hold J.P. Morgan accountable for the havoc they create, and we are here to do just that today. Although J.P. Morgan Chase did not directly lay off the workers, the union holds that the company is responsible as the owner of the building. Uprising correspondent Chris Bennett was at the Century Plaza Towers yesterday and spoke with union organizers and hunger striking workers. He filed this report.
What's your name and why are you here?
Jacob Hay. I'm the spokesperson for SEIU, United Service Workers West. We're out here today because last week 19 janitors were laid off by their contractor. They work in buildings owned by J.P. Morgan Chase. It's one of the largest and richest banks in the country. And J.P. Morgan Chase took $95 billion in bailouts, paid out $9 billion in executive bonuses, but now they're turning around and allowing the layoffs of some of the lowest paid workers in some of the most expensive buildings in Los Angeles. This location is where the janitors work, and they were laid off. They go to work every day cleaning these buildings, keep them nice for the high-priced tenants here, and they were laid off.
What are your goals for the strike?
The goal is to bring attention to J.P. Morgan Chase and let them know that the laying off of hardworking janitors, especially when taxpayers gave you $95 billion in bailouts, is just unacceptable. The purpose of the bailout was to fix our economy and save jobs, not to put money in the pockets of people who don't need it so they can turn around and fire the lowest paid workers in our economy. America needs good jobs, not more layoffs.
And how much do they make an hour typically?
I think these janitors earn around 10 to 12 an hour.
They earn up to $13.50.
Up to $13.50.
Can you describe a typical workday for a janitor?
Yeah, well, most of these janitors work in the evening. They come in around 8 p.m. They take their lunch break around 11 p.m. And while the high-priced tenants of this building are at home after their days of work, the janitor's work is just beginning.
Have you heard from J.P. Morgan Chase?
We haven't heard back from them yet at this point, but that's why the hunger strike is going on, and we're trying to get some dialogue to put people back to work.
When does the hunger strike wrap up?
It'll end on Friday. That's when our hunger strikers will be ending their fast. But if the janitors aren't back to work, the protests will continue.
My name is Rafael Lieb. I'm a senior organizer with SEIU United Service Workers West, the property services union that represents janitors working at Century Plaza Towers and around Century City, as well as the rest of the state of California.
And what's the goal for today's protest?
The goal of the protest for today and throughout the week are to send a message to the owner of these properties, J.P. Morgan Chase, that Americans need jobs in a time when Americans are hurting because of the economy, because of a recession that was caused in large part by irresponsible banks such as JPMorgan Chase, that we are standing up to protect good jobs, both for janitors here as well as working people around this country. At this location, we currently have a labor dispute because 16 janitors were laid off at this building, people who have worked here every night for years on end, keeping this building clean and open for business. When that happened, their co-workers decided to take a stand and defend their co-workers' right to continue working and defend themselves from unsafe working conditions that would result because of the layoffs. Since that time, none of the janitors have been allowed to return to work. So we're continuing to protest and send a message to the owners of this property that Americans need jobs, not layoffs.
What's your name and why are you fasting?
¿Cómo se llama usted y por qué está haciendo este ayuno?
Me llamo Marta Escobar y estamos haciendo este ayuno, todos mis compañeros, por la injusticia que la compañía está haciendo con nosotros, con todos nosotros, janitor.
My name is Marta Escobar. We're here participating in this fast, myself and all of my co-workers here, because of the injustice that this company has committed against me and against my co-workers.
What do you hope to accomplish by fasting?
¿Cuál es lo que usted quiere lograr con este ayuno?
Que se respeten nuestros derechos de janitor y que nos regresen nuestro trabajo.
We want our rights to be respected as janitors and we want to return to work.
What do you do in a normal work day?
¿Cuál es lo que usted hace en un día típico del trabajo?
Mi trabajo que desempeño es pasar aspiradora, pero también incluye otros trabajos más que me complementan las horas de trabajo. Es limpiar baños, barrer, mapear, pasar la aspiradora, también limpiaba una oficina.
And what would you like to tell JP Morgan?
¿Y cuál es lo que usted le gustaría decir a JP Morgan?
Que se ponga la mano en la conciencia, que nosotros los janitors somos gente pobre que necesitamos de este trabajo con el cual sostenemos nuestras familias, nuestros hijos. Y no es justo que él, siendo millonario, que le haga recortes a nuestra compañía a la que trabajábamos, y es por ese el motivo de que nosotros estamos en huelga.
The message that we'd like to send to JP Morgan is that we as janitors feel that we deserve as much as anyone else to be treated with respect and fairly. We're poor people, but we work hard, and we think that it's unfair that the millionaires at the executive levels of this company are cutting costs on our backs. All we want is to continue to be able to sustain our families with the money we earn by our hard work.
And how much do you make per hour?
$13.50 es el salario que tenemos acá, por el horario que tenemos, que es al amanecer.
We earn $13.50 an hour, but the schedule we have is that we work till dawn.
Why did you choose a fast today?
¿Por qué escogiste hacer el ayuno ahora?
Bueno, no es que lo haya escogido, sino que porque tenía que hacerlo.
I felt it had to be done.
What do you do in a typical day of work?
¿Qué es lo que haces en un día típico del trabajo?
Mi trabajo era hacer baños, limpiar todo.
My work here was as a restroom cleaner. I cleaned everything in the restrooms.
What are you hoping to accomplish from this fast?
¿Qué es lo que esperas lograr con este ayuno?
Regreso a mi trabajo y no solo a mí, sino que a todos mis compañeros, que somos muchos. Y aparte de las 16 personas que estamos despedidas afuera, hay otras personas también que son 57, creo, que también estamos en esa lucha para lograr a ver si podemos regresar a trabajar.
So, first and foremost, I hope to return to work. Not just myself, but all of the 16 of us who were laid off. In addition to that, we have 57 other co-workers who have not been allowed to work, and we're hoping to return them to work as well.
Thank you.
Gracias.
What's your name and why are you here today?
¿Cómo se llama usted y por qué está aquí hoy?
Yo me llamo Jenny Uriza y estoy aquí por la huelga de hambre que estamos haciendo por lo que nos están recargando de trabajo y a compañeros que han despedido de nuestros trabajos.
My name is Jenny Urizar. I'm here today participating in this Fast for Justice in support of our laid-off co-workers, as well as a protest against the dangerous working conditions they're trying to impose on us.
And what do you hope to accomplish by fasting?
¿Qué es lo que usted quiere cumplir o qué es lo que usted quiere lograr con este ayuno?
Lo que estamos peleando con este ayuno es que respeten, nos respeten a nosotros como janitors y que regresen a nuestros compañeros a trabajar, a los 16 que han despedido.
The reason for our fast today is because we're standing up for ourselves to make sure that our employers respect us as janitors, as well as returning our 16 coworkers who were unjustly laid off.
Why did you choose this location today?
¿Por qué escogieron este lugar hoy?
Porque en este lugar es donde nosotros trabajamos y aquí les estamos demostrando de que no estamos jugando con ellos ni que ellos vayan a jugar con nosotros, a solo estarnos mirando las caras y nunca darnos un sí, que sí van a regresar a estas personas.
We chose this location because we work here and we want to show them that we're not playing with them. We expect them to stop playing with us. They're looking at us, but they haven't given us a definite answer about returning our coworkers, and that's what we're demanding that they do.
Can you describe a typical work day, please?
Si usted puede describir un día típico de trabajo, por favor.
Mi turno de trabajo es barrer, mapear, vaquear tres pisos. Mientras que ahorita nos quieren dar dos pisos, solo para una persona, sacar basura, dusting, detallar, vaquear, barrer, mapear, que es súper recargado.
So on a typical work day, we sweep, we mop, we dust, we vacuum, and we do that with a team of coworkers on three floors. What our employer is trying to do is get each one of us to do all of that work, dusting, mopping, sweeping, vacuuming, and pulling trash on two gigantic floors full of offices for each person. That's more work than any of us is able to accomplish on our own.
How does your supervisor evaluate your work?
¿Cómo le evalúa el trabajo el supervisor?
Pues ellos solo meten el trabajo. Ellos no andan mirando qué tanto es, si es mucho, si es poco, ellos solo lo meten.
They just give us work to do. They don't bother measuring how much it is, if it's a safe work level or a dangerous work level. They just give us more work continuously.
How much do you make per hour?
¿Cuánto está ganando la hora?
A 13 la hora.
$13 an hour.
And does the company treat you fairly in other ways?
¿Se siente usted que la compañía le está tratando justamente en otras maneras?
No, los jefes que tenemos nos presionan demasiado, andan detrás de uno, si uno se lo encuentran parado sin hacer nada, si uno tanto tiempo está en el baño metido, si uno pierde tiempo en el baño, si le miden el tiempo a uno en todo momento.
No, I don't feel that we're treated fairly. Our supervisors are constantly following us around our work floors, measuring the amount of time that we take. If we get spoken to harshly, if we take too long in the bathroom, they constantly measure the amount of time that we take in the bathrooms.
What's a typical salary here for a JP Morgan executive?
The top executives of JP Morgan make up to what a janitor would earn in an entire year at this building in approximately 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours for a year's worth of janitorial work.
And after this hunger strike event, what's the next step going forward?
Well, hopefully we can get some dialogue with JP Morgan Chase and the contractor about bringing these janitors back to work. But after the hunger strike ends on Friday, and if janitors aren't back to work, I think they're going to keep protesting. Tomorrow there'll be a massive rally and protest down here. We'll have about 500 janitors and supporters, and that should give everyone's attention, and we'll go from there.
Why? Uprising correspondent Chris Bennett speaking with SEIU Communication Director Jacob Hay. As he said, there's going to be a large march and rally starting at 1 p.m. today. Tomorrow, the janitors will end their hunger strike at 1 o'clock. All the actions are being held at the Century Plaza Towers at 2000 Avenue off the Stars. Yesterday's hunger strike began at 1 p.m. and it goes through 72 hours.